Am I always this naked, you may ask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is.
Why are so many people okay with, oh, the pandemic got me fat, or the pandemic got me depressed, or the pandemic made me broke, or whatever it is? Like, why are so many people wearing that as a badge of honor? Like, okay, so I do understand if it applies to you and you had no, basically anything you could do about it, okay, fine, I get it. But many of us, let's say if you're watching, or as it happened to me, why is it okay if you had 18 months? Of course, it's your life, your business. However, I'm talking to the people who are complaining about it. So those people who complain, okay, I had 18 months and I got fat. Okay, it's your body. But if you're going to post it and complain about it, so now it becomes our business because we're reading that shit. Okay. So why were you okay being fat and going online trying to be a victim, like something happened to you that was out of your control? And of course, if you're in a special situation and you got fat, it was out of your control. Okay, I get it. But many of us, let's say if you, yeah, it was pandemic, but if you had a park or even on the street, you could have gone walking because there's no one around. Wear your mask, go walk, or exercise at home, or do all this stuff. So you were okay not doing these things, but then you go online complaining that you got fat, and then you want people to like with you about it. And again, that's your prerogative, fine. But then you post it online, so I'm responding to that. And again, not shaming you, not blaming you, not judging you, just a conversation, asking you why. Why are you okay with that? And I know you're not okay with that, but you're just trying to have a posse to tell you, oh, it's okay, that happens. Like, why are we bullshitting ourselves? 2020 is a year of stop bullshitting ourselves. Let's stop bullshitting. I stopped bullshitting myself. This is why I'm having these videos. And would you like to join me? It feels good, right? Let's stop bullshitting ourselves. All right, let's have a raw conversation and ask ourselves why. Second topic. Oh, before we go to second topic. Since pandemic happened, I vowed to myself, not to anyone else, I do yoga almost every day, if not 3 to 5 times a week for 1 hour. When it's warm outside, I go walk for 1 hour. And I do work out for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, give and take. And if I have work, if I have a full day, I probably won't do all that. But if I don't, I usually work at home anyway. But if I'm at home, I'm doing work at home, I feel like for myself, for my well-being, because when you work out, you feel great. And if you have worked out, you can understand what I'm talking about and you can agree. And so you can do it. You're not only human, you're superhuman. You can do it. And you need to stop excusing yourself about you just human. I'm done with that, this bullshit excuse, okay? So you still have time. If you're getting fat, if you're unhappy with your body, and I'm talking about if you are, not about other people who's like judging you or shaming you. Hell with them. Who cares? Because guess what? We're all here in our own prerogative, and whatever we do to ourselves, we have the result of it. Okay? So if you still think, oh, I'm fat because of pandemic, stop it. This is not a badge of honor. Okay? Especially if you don't like it. But if you really, which most people aren't, but if you truly love how you are, you're not gonna exercise and the pandemic make you fat and you love it, do you, boo-boo? I don't care. Like, I'm happy for you. But I know a lot of you aren't. So I'm here to like pep you up and, you know, give you a kick in the butt so you can, you know, whatever. So with that saying, I've actually created a Zen 10 meditation and yoga center. And so I am your new accountability person. So if you want an accountability person, either online or in person, let me know so I can give you a kick in the butt, figuratively, so we can get the ball going and stop bullshitting ourselves. So second thing is, when it comes to money, and I'm not talking about, again, this special situation where there's some people who did not have a lot of money last year. Okay, fam, I'm not talking about you. But for those who had the time to create things, and I understand not everyone is the creative type, but if you're the creative type, you could create something like I did to have a source of income. So I watched a video on YouTube that says 15 ways to make money without spending any money. So I've done a couple of them. I made a couple, of course, YouTube channels, podcast, and t-shirt companies. And I made at least those three. And there's so many other things you can do, like blogging, vlogging, and having speaking about a product and have it on your blog, etc. Many other things. So you can Google that. And so even if you're not a creative type, you can do these. And if you're a creative type, there's so many things you can do. And if you're a creative type, you know what you can do. You can go on the street. I used to go on the street and sell my bunnies and sell different things. Now it's getting cold, so I don't really like doing it. If you're in New York City and you want to get together to sell things, please join me. We can help each other out. Why? Because we need pee breaks. It's tough selling things on the street and needing to pee or do number two and then you can't. And then you have to pack up. It's really annoying. So it makes me go out so much less, and I would love to go out on the street so much more. But so if you are looking for an accountability partner, either if you want to do yoga, meditation, or working out, let me know. If you are someone who wants to sell things on the streets of New York City and you want someone to be there with you so you can go out, get lunch, so you can go pee or doo-doo or get a hookup time, whatever, if you're in town, you know, it's your business, let me know. We can do things together. We can help each other out. So I don't want to hear people anymore saying, let's say if you were getting the unemployment plus the stimulus money, and even if you weren't doing that, I was making money online, okay? So hashtag OnlyFans if you're into that. If you're not into that, fine, there's other ways. So I'm sorry, I don't want to hear an excuse. Especially if you're in New York City or any major cities. Like, I'm sorry. And again, that's your business, I don't care. However, I'm talking to people who was like complaining about it and they want, you know, they want a feedback. And if you really want to change, of course you're watching this, you want to change, you're not bullshitting yourself. So you're going to appreciate this conversation, right? All right. So the third thing is people, they would say they are stressed that they don't have a job. Okay, I get that. And they're saying they're depressed because they are alone in an apartment. Let's say if you're alone in an apartment, you can be depressed. If you have roommates, you can be depressed. And if you're in your family, you can be depressed. But interestingly, talking raw here, prior to the pandemic, you're still depressed. So you need to find out what is the issue here. Is the issue here you were alone in an apartment, you had roommates or housemates, you were with family members, or you were at work? What was the issue here? And if you're, a lot of people tend to say, I hate people. Okay, I used to say that a lot. Again, what is inside you comes outside of you. And I don't say those things anymore. Because guess what? When you hate people, you hate yourself. So yeah. And so you hated people. You didn't want to be around people. Now you got this magical thing where you're all alone And F all these people you hated, right? And now you're still depressed. So was those people you hated the source of your depression, or were you the source of your depression? And I know a lot of people wear depression or stress like a badge of honor. You do not have to. I do believe and know, because I was there. If you watch my videos, go watch them. Please like and subscribe and comment and contact me. Let's chat. So I used to be there. And I do understand your depression. However, you need to know that you are above that. You can go above and beyond your depression. Okay? You hear that? You want me to shake you and rattle you and be like, hey, like, I can do that for a fee, okay? We can meet up and I can do that. I'll be your coach. I'll be your accountability partner. Okay? And I want to see the best for you, because I know everyone has potential. Unless, of course, your mind is all like shut out and you're all effed up. Even then, nothing is impossible. Remember, I am possible. I'm possible. All right? Is this... that was a joke. So come on, people. So let's stop wearing victimhood as a badge of honor. We don't need to stay depressed. We don't need to stay stressed. We don't need to stay broke. The broke part, I'm working on it. Okay? Speaking to a choir here. And I read something that says, being broke financially, even Susie Orman says being broke financially is manifestation of what's inside of you. There's a broken part, okay? And side note, failure does not exist. I understand a lot of people saying if you don't fail, you haven't tried, all this stuff. Okay, fine, I get it. I love it. But I come to a realization that there's no such thing as failure. If there is, you know what failure is? Failure is expecting things the way you wanted it, so you're disappointed because you have so much expectation. Guess what? We make plans and God laughs at us. Look at 2020. All right? So stop talking about, oh, I fail, or I'm afraid to fail. There's no such thing. We just live life, and when things happen, we need to be grown up. At this point, if you pass 20, you should be grown up by now to know that we can make plans and the universe laugh our plans. Therefore, we need to roll along with the punches, roll along with the weather. If it's pouring rain outside and you desperately need to go out to find food, what are you going to do? You're going to put your rain gear on, or your umbrellas, or grab an Uber, or whatever you need to do to get your food, or whatever it is. Or even get your Uber Eats. You don't sit at home and be like, well, it's raining and fine, you can do it. That's a prerogative. Again, I don't shame myself. I don't guilt myself. I don't fear myself. So therefore, I will not do that to you. I'm simply here to tell you, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. And I understand this cliche, all this stuff, and I'm not being cliche like that. I'm just saying that think about yourself a little higher, okay? And I understand you might think it's hard. That's another word that's not in my vocabulary. I do not try. I do not say it's hard. I do not say I can, I can't. Guess what? I am an American, not an American. Are you an American? Even if you're not an American, if you're watching this today, you are an American, because you can and you are possible.